Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ever-dabba-dee-doo-dee, deedle-doddle-dee-doo-dee. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, Laura. What's poppin', kid?
Good morning. Everything is good.
You got your vote on yesterday?
I sure did, last minute. I mean, not last minute, but, you know, at the end
the
of
day.
My day. I walked over there, and it was smooth.
Nice and easy. Well,
nice and easy, yeah.
Everyone should know, all the stuff we're hearing about the elections this morning are the unofficial results of the polls. They include first choice votes for the mayor. So you hear Eric Adams talking about, listen, I don't know what else y'all chose, but I was a lot of people's first choice. Maya Wiley, she's about 80,000 votes behind, 10%, about 10% behind Eric Adams. But they don't get to counting the absentee ballots and all that till the 28th. The 29th is report number one on ranked choice voting, round by round elimination. June 29th, the last day for the board to receive any absentee ballots. And then report number two, potentially July 6th. So
right.
We won't know how this plays out.
For a minute.
For a week or so, 2 weeks.
Okay. I expected that, though.
But Yang already conceded, and we'll play that audio if you want to, Laura, in your flashing lights report on the way.
Yeah. I'm down. I was surprised. But we'll talk about it later on. Who's on the line?
Let's see. We got Maritza.
Maritza.
Morning.
Where are you headed, Maritza? What are you doing today?
I'm heading to work. I'm a little late.
Oh, man. Here you are.
Yeah.
Messing around with us on the radio.
Every morning I hear you guys.
We appreciate you. What do you do?
I work at Mount Sinai.
Okay.
I'm a unit clerk.
Shout out to everybody, all the essential workers. How are the numbers looking? COVID?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, COVID's over, right? I mean, I know it's not, and I know people need to get out here and protect themselves, but the way people moving around.
In New York.
Yeah, you know, when I first started, it was about 100 COVID patients. We actually have one COVID patient left.
Oh,
wow, that's amazing. That's super cool.
Yeah.
I guess vaccines work, man. Who'd have thunk it, man? All these years of using vaccines, who'd have thunk it? Yo, in California, I just got back from California. They moving around like it ain't nothing either.
I was
at a hotel, and they was pulling up the 6 feet distancing stickers that they put on the floors.
Yeah.
They had the man in there taking those off the floor. I was like, oh, here we go now.
Oh, boy.
It's over for real. Once they remove the stickers, oh, man.
It's done. A wrap.
Matt, what's going on, sir?
Good morning.
Peace, man. How are you today?
All right. How are you, man? I listen every single morning.
That's love.
Super awesome.
Thank you so much. Where are you calling us from right now?
Right now, I'm on the 1 and 9 heading to Bayonne. I'm a meter reader for PSE&G, for the electric and gas company.
Yo, man, don't shut nobody off today, Matt. Come on, son. Not today.
I got nothing to do with that, man. I'm pretty sure we're not doing that.
Don't do that today, man. Don't shut nobody off, man. Chill out.
Absolutely.
Maritza, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
I got to go with my girl. Laura, Ebro, I love you, but I got to
go. Listen, the brand,
right, the
brand is strong. It is Laura Never Loses, so you're doing the right thing.
And, guys, we have a prize this morning. You can win a free pay-per-view code to see the Davis versus Barrios live on Saturday, June 26th at 9 p.m. Watch on Showtime pay-per-view. So we got a little entertainment for you.
That's right.
All right,
here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Shawnee, am I good right here? What's this talking about?
Let's see here. All right, let me set you up.
Sound effects in the game.
Let me set you up.
All right.
Yeah, let's go with this one. Let's go with this one.
Boom. I might not even be plugged in, man.
Wait, I'm gonna set you up. I know she's late.
Oh, my God.
Yo, we making Maritza late, man.
Come on. There we go. Good? All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Ebro.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes just recently played in the Super Bowl.
Correct, but incorrect. We'll share the cover of what video game?
Oh,
what is it called? Madden.
Madden is correct. Which director won his first Oscar?
Ebro. Let's go with directors winning his first Oscar.
Three. Two.
Spike Lee. One.
Incorrect. Which director won his first Oscar for directing Schindler's List?
Oh.
Steven Spielberg?
That is correct. Dr. Dre will be producing. Ebro.
Dr. Dre will be producing.
Three.
Damn it, man.
Two. One.
Another album, just cause.
Probably cause.
Finish the question.
We'll be producing a biopic on what singer?
Ooh.
Marvin Gaye.
I never even heard of this before. That's amazing.
We were talking about it yesterday. Which two animals are used to describe the rise and fall of the Ebro?
Let's go with the what do they call Punxsutawney Phil and them is a is a dude gotta see his shadow. What are those things called?
Three.
Ah, oh, man.
Two, one.
I forgot what they call.
Ground,
what
are
they
called?
Ground, yeah, yeah, but that ain't
that is incorrect. Which two animals are used to describe the rise and fall of the stock market?
Oh.
I don't know.
Bear and a bull.
Oh, bear bull?
Bear bull. Oh. As Laura said, she wins.
Laura wins. Laura wins. I was thinking you was talking about, you know, the spring coming early.
Right.
I was going to be like, a hedgehog. Wait, it's not a hedgehog.
It's not. It's a groundhog. Yeah. Maritza, you win.
We're going to hook you up with this pay-per-view code, Maritza, so you can catch this fight on Saturday, okay? The 26th at 9 p.m., Davis versus Barrios. All on Showtime.
Thank you very much.
Yo, hang on. Yo, Matt, we love you. Don't turn nobody's PSC and G off today, man.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yo, man, Hang on, Maritza. We love everybody. Thank you for locking in. We got Summer Jams coming up next hour. But first, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. What you got, kid?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights, this is huge. Cardi B is already a part of a huge movie franchise, but they're already trying to bring her back. I'll give you the details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Dido, let's get physical. That's Olivia Newton-John, straight up. Straight up. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the
flashing lights.
Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Now, we had mentioned this a couple weeks ago when we talked about Cardi B joining the Fast and Furious franchise. She's going to be part of F9. Which is supposed to hit theaters this Friday, guys.
Yo, this has been the longest promo for a movie. I thought it was out. The way this announcement is rolling out, I'm like, yo, is it out? Did I miss it?
I know, because F9 has been delayed over and over and over again. But now, this is really dope. Now, with the final installment, it's going to be Fast and Furious 10, they said they're bringing Cardi B back because they want to develop her character and expand it a little bit and have her be part of the finale.
So wait, they're going to develop it just to make it a finale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but she appears in this new one, which is supposedly at some point coming out.
Right. It's coming out on Friday.
It's out this week.
This Friday.
See, you're like me. You got lost. I thought it was out already. I was ready to stream it this weekend.
Wait, now you can.
Oh, I can.
Well, this weekend.
Well, yes.
I meant last weekend.
Today is the 23rd. Friday is the 25th. It drops the 25th on Friday.
And it streams right away. It's not a theaters only at first.
Well, I don't know. It says it's, according to this report, it says it hits theaters on Friday, June 25th.
Yeah, I think it's just theaters at first, but I could be wrong.
But yeah, so now they've asked her to come back for a bigger role in Fast.
Yeah, but y'all want to give it a bigger role and then y'all shutting it down.
I mean,
she would still get one full movie.
Yeah, she's going to get one full movie, but hold on. It says here, because I'm like, yo, how long are these Fast and Furious franchises going to go? Like, it says, it looks like her character will continue to have a role in Fast 10 and possibly Fast 11.
Fast 10 was the last one.
That's what I read earlier.
They're going to keep going.
They're going to be like, she's in Fast 19.
Yo, this is just a TV show. It's just a never-ending TV
that comes out every 3 years. Yeah, one episode every 3 years.
But it's still pretty dope for Cardi B to be a part of this movie.
No, that's phenomenal. That is without a question dope. You know what I'm saying? That's fun. Anytime you hear we're expanding your character, but this is the last one, it's like, so you're not, you just asked me to come in for another one.
Right.
And also, J. Cole drops the off-season tour dates with 21 Savage. He's officially coming to a city near you.
Ain't nobody putting out an album and not going on tour when you're at J. Cole levels.
Yeah, he's kicking things off in September down in Miami and concluding October 21st in L.A.
Y'all want to go see Cole in Miami?
That's so tight.
You could also go to the Barclays Center.
And we could do that, too.
Boom.
I'm just trying to get us a reason to go down to Miami. Broadcast from down to Miami.
That's tight. Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Play along, Rosenberg.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Can we look at the whole schedule before we decide where we want to go?
We got Miami, New York. Where else would you want to go?
That's maybe LA.
What other cities do you really want to go to, bro?
Where is the Dreamville Festival usually? Is that in
North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Okay, so this tour is gonna be a part of the Dreamville Festival. That's definitely going to happen.
That could be a fun one.
I'd like that.
So we'll see. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7 a.m. today. Sunshine, a high of 79 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
So what we know is Eric Adams is now leading the mayoral primary ranked choice voting. What they counted last night was first choice, early votes, and same day votes.
Okay.
That's what they counted last night, which has Eric Adams in the lead and Maya Wiley in second place.
She crept up to second?
She's in second according to this updated mayoral primary, which has Eric Adams at 253,000 votes and Maya Wiley at 177,000 votes and Catherine Garcia at 155,000 votes.
Ooh, okay.
And then Yang, Scott Stringer, Diane Morales, Ray McGuire. But Yang... We have audio coming up that we'll play. I don't think I should give him a congratulations. You played yourself. But it felt like Shawnee wanted to. He was like, he's quitting already?
Yeah, I mean, you've been talking a lot of talk. I feel like, at least finish the race. But I mean, again, look, I'm not the political guy who knows all the stuff.
Congratulations. My brain, you played yourself.
You started it, finish it. You got a lot of supporters.
Well, that's why I just hit Shawnee with the button. Because he don't vote, finishing. And B, he's finished.
Congratulations.
He finished him?
Yeah, he's finished. It's finished.
Done. Did people who have less numbers than him concede?
No.
All right, so he played himself.
But he does better math than them. So
that's a very good point.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Yo, they said, outside it's like you could rock a little light jacket this morning. It was like 57 this morning. High 79 eventually or 76, something like that. It's going to be a beautiful day, but kind of cool in the mornings. Yeah, 70, let's see what we got today. 73 is the high. Throughout the week, it's supposed to be beautiful. Get back up in the 80s over the weekend. But these like... cool mornings, cool evenings.
That's good.
Low humidity, supposed to continue.
Nice.
It's a good start to the summer. No, shout out to all the teachers about to finish school up, too.
We deserve these days. There have been so many times when we've been saying it, jump straight to winter, jump straight to summer. So these like in between, these are real spring days we're getting. We deserve a spring day.
If you don't enjoy these days.
Congratulations.
All that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just got to say. I don't really know his politics. He's a registered Republican. But those of you that voted for a man who's run for mayor like every single time there's a mayor race and he wears that damn red beret every damn time.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Crazy Curtis Sliwa. Bruh. I think the red beret's hurting your chances, bro.
That's a fair point, actually. But it's the brand at this point.
It is the brand. I get it. I know he's got a radio show, but the red beret, I just feel like, you know, it's hurting your chances, man.
You know what the funniest thing is about Curtis Sliwa? Like, and he's the, if Ebro's talking about the fact that he's the Republican who won, and he seemed to be like the only person anyone heard of running as a Republican. No one thinks a Republican can win in this town. But Ebro, relative to who Republicans elect, including the last president they elected, Curtis Sliwa was rather qualified. He at least cares about the city.
Facts.
We at least know that.
Well, and he's consistent.
Yeah.
He's consistent. Definitely consistent. But I got to give it to our guy, Fernando Mateo. You couldn't beat Curtis Sliwa in the red beret?
Congratulations. You played
yourself. What happened, Fernando? He got 70% of the vote. You got 20.
Damn.
Yo, Fernando was out here. Basically saying Trump politics, aligning with whoever he could align with. Look, and I like Fernando's restaurants. Nice enough guy. Politically, though?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wow.
Oh, that's so true, too, because now there are going to be some people who just are not going to mess with him after he went down this road, and the result was you getting 20% of the Republican vote.
Didn't Michael Flynn endorse him?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wow.
Ugh.
Crazy. Laura, what's on your list today?
Oh, man. So IKEA completely messed this one up.
Nothing to worry about.
So they, you know, everybody was celebrating Juneteenth. A day of education, supporting black businesses. You know, you do your best to learn. And, you know, you saw a lot of companies kind of, you know, acknowledge this. So IKEA decided to send out this email that caused about 20 employees to walk out. Juneteenth, to honor the preservation of black Americans and acknowledge the progress that is yet to be made, we observe Juneteenth. We'll also be showcasing a compilation of videos in honor of Juneteenth.
Okay.
Look out for a special menu on Saturday.
Oh.
Which includes fried chicken.
Oh.
Watermelon.
No.
Mac and cheese and potato salad and collard greens.
Wow.
So y'all just went, y'all just said, you know what, we just gonna line up.
Like, they're just gonna go fried chicken and watermelon?
That's
let me get what? Some black food. And by the way, fried chicken and watermelon's amazing, but fam.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna ask a hard question. What if they left the watermelon out?
The fried chicken is no good either. Even though it's good, but it doesn't
So a lot of the black employees, Rosenberg said that none of the coworkers sat down to create the menu. None of them were black, so they didn't ask any of the black employees. None of this.
Isn't it always that?
And by the way, they didn't even need to list the items. You know what I'm saying? They could have just said, we're going to have an amazing Juneteenth menu, you know, and we, you know, got together. And that's the other thing about...
Just keep your meatballs, man.
Facts.
But by the way, it's IKEA. It's IKEA, and I think they're in Georgia. By the way, this isn't all of IKEA. This is just the one in Georgia that did this. And they get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ugh.
They thought they was doing the right thing. It's best to stay away from it. Just stay away from
it. But this is so similar to ones we've heard of before, where it really shows that y'all don't include black people in any decision making, because anyone who even knows a black person would hear fried chicken and watermelon on the Juneteenth menu and instantly go, that's a bad idea.
Right.
Right away. That's weird.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosemary, what you got today?
Let's keep it in the food, the fast food realm, although IKEA is IKEA. This is Subway. My congratulations is, have you ever gone to a Subway sandwich, Subway restaurant, ordered a tuna sandwich, and thought you were eating tuna fish? If so, hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because now it's being reported, the New York Times actually commissioned tests. Subway tuna sandwiches contain no tuna DNA.
What? So what the hell are they feeding people?
There's zero tuna in your tuna.
Oh my God.
Now, this is, they deny this. Subway's denying this. But remember, last year, a court in Ireland ruled that Subway bread had too much sugar in it to legally be considered bread.
Mm.
Which blew my mind because I was like, but how is their bread still not good?
Well,
with that much sugar.
Listen, I got to hit you with the
bread. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because that naan bread at Subway, I've had some. They got some of those options. I forget the names
of
them.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the good options.
They got some options at Subway. And maybe you went to a bad one and they gave you some stale bread. But that Subway bread, I know there was reports that came out. It's had some of the same material that a yoga mat had in it. But it tasted damn good.
Congratulations.
I'll have the yoga mat and fake tuna, please, sir.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
Hey.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Rico's going crazy.
All right, so mayoral race.
We turned up an alpha.
We got Eric Adams in the lead currently. Maya Wiley in second. The only votes that have been counted were your first choice votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is how this ranked choice. This is all of our first time here, so we're all brand new to this. The first choice votes were counted for same day and early voting. That's what happened. Those are the numbers that we saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some days. I think this is going to play out all the way till July 6th.
Okay.
Right? But as soon as the numbers started coming out, the guy that knows his math and knows his numbers, Andrew Yang, had this to say.
I am not going to be the next mayor of New York City based upon the numbers that have come in tonight. I am conceding this race, though we're not sure ultimately who the next mayor is going to be, but whoever that person is,
it ain't gonna be me.
Very happy to work with them to help improve the lives of the 8.3 million people who live in our great city, and I would urge everyone here to do the same.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Dang.
Damn.
Dang, Yang.
Yeah, like...
Dang, Yang.
He just bailed early. This is an easy bail.
Yo, Shawnee wanted to hit Andrew Yang with this.
Congratulations. You played
yourself.
Why,
Shawnee? Because it's too soon. I mean, I get it. He's good with math. He's at the 8.3
million. He's looking at the numbers. He's got 93,000 votes. Eric Adams has 253,000 first place votes. He's looking like, I only got 93,000 first place votes.
So due to my calculations...
So Johnny, it's not you're making it sound like this is rocket science.
I mean, right. It's not.
It's not close.
The first three are in. Everyone else is out.
I get it. So I asked the people who had less numbers than him, did they concede already?
As of yet, I haven't heard from Diane Morales, Scott Stringer, Ray McGuire, Sean Donovan. I know he's got some audio, but
yeah, he didn't give it up.
It was a late
hours.
Night. It was a late night, bro.
He didn't give it
also,
24
Adams,
hours.
Also, Adams has a lot more. Yang had a lot more eyeballs on him than those other people. He was considered a front runner. So to turn out that poorly as a front runner, he's just, I respect it. He's simplifying the whole thing. Don't even bother talking about me. I'm out.
I hear you.
Damn, Shawnee.
Congratulations.
He's an Adams guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, Adams been working hard, man. Good job. Right. Congratulations.
He worked so hard, he finally got Shawnee to
vote?
Nope.
Oh.
I have. Oh. Look how many people.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Shout out to Memphis Bleek. Happy birthday, Bleek. You know what I'm saying? He don't get enough love. He got some hammers out here.
Yeah, he does. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Bleek contributed greatly, I mean, to the Rockefeller movement. Shout out to him. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg, high 73 today. Kind of cool out. You can throw a little hoodie on, a jacket. We enjoying these June days. It's nice right now.
Yeah. Not mad.
Not mad at all. But we got summer jams because DJ John is in the building. It's DJ John.
Right.
DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
Johnny.
Call right now. Hey, John.
DJ John.
What's up, fam?
What's popping, my people?
Yo, you watched that basketball game last night?
Suns in four.
You going with Suns?
Yeah.
Yo, we finally aligned, man. That's cool.
I'm glad we are
cool, man. I'm going with the Suns too, man. Yo, Rosenberg, ESPN's own Rosenberg. When is Chris Paul back?
Supposed to be next game, I believe. People thought he might have been back for last night. And to that I say, you really do got to give credit to this Phoenix Suns team.
That's what I'm saying.
And you also have to give credit to the Clippers team who continue to play close without Kawhi Leonard.
That's true.
How are they in these games, honestly, with just Paul George, Rondo and Boogie Cousins?
Well, Boogie's barely out there, but Beverly don't. Hey, yeah, Beverly's no slouch. Sleep.
PB.
And Rondo.
I just
key piece.
You said that already. Right.
Sorry.
But anyway, amazing close. Controversial for some, but an amazing close nonetheless last night if you're a big basketball fan. Laura Stiles, how about this? An inbounds pass, alley-oop, dunk with 0.9 seconds on the clock. Does that make any sense to you?
Dunk with 0.9 seconds on the clock.
He was like behind the backboard, threw the ball to the big man. He dunked the basketball with 0.9 seconds on the clock.
For the win.
For the win of a game.
Sounds mage.
Yeah, you think so? You're into it, huh?
Now, Rosenberg, you thought it was a goaltend?
I'll tell you the truth. I know other people will not admit this. I did not remember that you can't have a goaltend off an inbounds. So when I saw the tap in... let me put it this way. If it wasn't off an inbounds, that would have definitely been goaltending. And I forgot about that rule. So at first I was like, oh, that can't count. And then I saw them celebrating. I'm like, oh, this looks like
it counts. I never even thought about it in terms of, I always thought a goaltend had to be around a shot. Like if it wasn't a shot, it can't be a goaltend. You know what I'm saying? And so an inbounds pass can't be a shot.
You're wrong though, because you could have an alley oop that accidentally turns into a goaltend. Like if during a game someone throws up a ball, but you while it looks like the ball's over the cylinder when you catch it and dunk it, I don't think that counts.
Well, yeah, but that would still kind of be like a shot. That's what I'm saying. An inbounds pass can't be a shot.
That's the whole rule right there, is that the inbounds pass cannot be a shot. It was very exciting. I don't know that I remember seeing a game end like that. It was wild.
No, it was dope. Very dope. And went till what, like midnight last night? I was up way too late. Luckily, I slept on the plane yesterday.
Good for you, man. Get some sleep.
John, what do you got, man?
2021 Summer Jam, MetLife Stadium, August 22nd. You're in the building. Big hole number 9 right now. Summer Jam.
Post-pandemic Summer Jammy. Chanel, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Chanel. Where are you going this morning? What
Good
are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Nothing. Glad I got through.
Wait, you don't have anything to do today? You just chilling at home?
Yes, I'm chilling at home today, listening to you guys.
Oh, that's amazing.
How old are you, Chanel?
Hello.
Oh, me, 28.
Okay.
You asked Laura because she sounds seven?
Yeah.
Got it.
She has a cute little voice.
Everyone tells me that every day, my voice.
Well, that combined with she ain't got no job today, and Laura's like, why are you up so early with no job?
No. I actually work from home now.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
The pandemic, and they still haven't sent us back to the office.
There you go. Well, listen, answer this question super fast. So you could be at the Summer Jam. Laura, what you got?
Okay, here's your question. I hope you can get this one. Can you tell us who plays the character Dom Toretto in the Fast and Furious franchise?
Toretto. How you spell that? Toretto.
Vin Diesel?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, DJ John. John's Googling. He's cheating over
there. Stop cheating.
I'm not. I'm looking up hairspray.
DJ John.
I'm looking up.
What is Vin Diesel's real name?
Oh, Chester Smith.
It's actually Mark Sinclair.
No, it's not. Wow. It's a better name than Vin Diesel.
Mark Sinclair is kind of all right.
Yeah, it's kind of fine.
It's kind of tough.
He didn't want. He must be out here doing something. He didn't want people knowing that when he moved around as Mark Sinclair.
It's so generic, though. You know, it's not Vin Diesel.
Right. Chanel, you go to Summer Jam.
Yay, Chanel. Congratulations.
Yeah, she laughs a lot. Chanel, you laugh a lot. That's amazing. Who are you taking with you to Summer Jam, Chanel? Who are you going with?
My sister and my friend.
Well, you only get two tickets, so you're going to have to buy
them. So they're going without you. Tell them to have fun.
Okay.
Hang on one second, Chanel. We got to get some info on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a picture of Big Daddy Kane and Jay-Z that was floating around. Mm. And everyone was like, what could this be? Some kind of collaboration? I found out what it is, and I'll give you details on this coming up, flashing lights. Wow.
Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free. Hey. Vibes. 97 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ice!
Yo, you sound just like them.
See?
Throw
you see me?
Throw some auto-tune on that and you good to go.
Facts. Yo, did you guys see T-Pain? I don't know if you guys saw this clip, and I don't know how old it is.
Yeah, I saw it.
But T-Pain talking about Usher pulled him aside on a plane and told him that he ruined music for real singers?
Yeah, that was...
What is that from?
That's from a Netflix... it's some sort of Netflix show that's coming up. So there's a clip from a Netflix show. I don't know what the show is about, but they interviewed T-Pain, and that came apart. That was a part of it.
Yo. And he said he went through like 4 years of depression.
I mean, people beat up on T-Pain for years.
Well, that, I was just thinking, Usher saying that, and then the Summer Jam moment with Jay-Z.
The whole song, death of auto tune.
Well, no, but then T-Pain coming out standing next to him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't afraid of the moment. That was bad. That was bad. Damn, T-Pain, damn.
T-Pain got some classics out here.
Yeah, we got to take care of T-Pain because he got some heat. I don't think he ruined music for real singers, though.
No.
We just finished playing Bruno Mars, getting busy.
Yeah, I don't think he did. But what he did do was make it more difficult because now other people would take his auto-tune and utilize it. Not as good as he would, but rappers were now singing, so they no longer use R&B singers. That happened. Not his fault, though, because... Because before him, rappers weren't really singing with auto-tune.
Well, and how about this? Plot twist. Guess what T-Pain don't really use? Auto-tune.
That much. Right.
No, he doesn't even use auto-tune. No, he can actually sing.
I know.
He uses another thing.
He could, right.
People just called it auto-tune.
Got it. Well.
He just uses like a reverb and something else. People, the industry called it auto-tune.
Right.
And really, Lil Wayne and Kanye was using auto-tune.
Lil Wayne, Kanye, Chris Brown. Everybody took it. Everybody took that style and ran with it.
Damn. Damn, T-Pain. Feeling bad for the guy. I saw that clip. I was like, damn.
That was harsh. So annoying. Like, you kind of got to hit Usher with the button, honestly.
Why?
Because there's a lot of who do you think you are in that, bro. Listen, we've all made that mistake. I think... I am certainly not going to be the person to say, you know, that I've never spoken in a way where I was way too sure of myself and a total a-hole. But Usher to be like, I pull him aside and be like, yo, you're messing it up for us.
On a plane.
It's holier than thou BS. He has no right to say
on
that to
T-Pain. Plane. You can't go anywhere. You have to stay there.
That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Love Usher. Terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Rosenberg has definitely done that, though.
You do it professionally.
This isn't about me. I didn't put myself in it. You put yourself in it. So for that.
Congratulations.
Let's go flash the lights, Laura Staff.
This ain't about me.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
So Big Daddy Kane got the internet buzzing after he posted an Instagram photo of him and Jay. And people were like, wait, is this a collaboration? What's happening? Now, according to Hip Hop DX, they confirmed that Big Daddy Kane is interviewing Jay-Z for an upcoming Netflix documentary called Paragraphs I Manifest. Mm. He says he has Jay-Z, Eminem, KRS-One, Dougie Fresh, some battle rappers. They're saying it's coming out really, really dope.
Yo, now you guys know Kane got a whole podcast that MC Search did with him. Y'all knew about that?
Yep.
Did I Ever Tell You the One About? And now Kane's doing interviews. He's out here moving around. Shout out to Big Daddy Kane.
That's dope, pretty cool. Rain.
Hey. Turn that up real quick.
Joint?
That was a terrible blend, whoever did that. I won't blame Shawnee.
What the hell was that?
That was terrible.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Cass One. That's a fact.
Cass, like, let me clear that up real quick.
Sounds so
smooth. Did you guys know there's a nationwide chicken wing shortage?
I didn't believe it. I heard about it, didn't believe it, thought this was all a Wingstop, Rick Ross.
No, it's a real thing. There's no chicken wings. They're very hard to find.
Right.
At first, my girlfriend who makes wings, she was like, I can't find them anywhere. So now, yes, Wingstop and Ross ended up being like, all right, since we can't have any wings, they're doing this new digital food company called Thigh Stop.
I saw the commercial yesterday on TV.
I saw it the last couple days. It's fire.
So if there's no wings, Shawnee, they got to go with the thighs.
Thighs?
Thigh
Yo,
stop.
Get out of here, bro.
Yo, thighs are amazing, though.
I like thighs.
thighs are better than wings.
Yes, they are.
It's not about better, though. It's not about better, Shawnee. It's about adapting.
Right. But it's
they
got to
adapt.
Name.
They don't have the option.
Thigh stop?
Thigh stop?
Thigh stop.
I do.
Unless it's some I real go to thigh stop, too.
Oh, damn.
Let's do it.
Yo, guys, thick thighs save lives.
But it's a real thing. I saw a CNN article about the wing shortage everywhere. I was like, this is real.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all what's going on out here. All right? Because this isn't the only thing that is being, you know, people are claiming is short. Shortages. Didn't American Airlines say that they was having some problems with flights and they canceled a bunch of flights?
They didn't have enough staff.
They didn't have enough staff. Mm. Supply and demand, y'all. They just trying to run up the prices, fam. That's all this is. This is trying to get the money back that they feel they didn't make last year during the pandemic.
So they're going to switch from wings to thighs? I don't know, Ebro.
They didn't switch, fam. They ran out
because they don't have enough staff.
They ran out.
And then they're going to come back with higher price wings?
Yeah.
They're already.
Like, we found some.
Higher price.
But they're $20 each.
Yes.
Yo, by the way, if
don't
you
fall wanna, for. I mean, listen, if you go on the thigh stop, wing stop, more power to you. I'm just putting it out there that every company is trying to figure out how to make up for the losses of during the pandemic.
Right. Can I ask you a question? What was happening to these thighs previously?
Exactly.
When they were just selling wings.
Hmm.
Were these just going in the garbage?
Nah, they was probably getting sold with the full chicken.
Yeah.
To other thing? Like, what do you mean with the full chicken?
Or they was getting broke down into, you know,
that's what usually
ground chicken and other things.
Yeah, they break them up.
Just so you know, everyone, the process to us eating our wings that we love so much is so disgusting and unnatural and spitting in the face of all things Mother Nature. But they're delicious.
Wow, thanks.
You couldn't get like a drumstick stop first?
That's a wing, Shawnee.
No.
That wouldn't solve the problem.
No, he's talking about drumsticks.
He's talking about straight drumsticks. You're talking about the leg part. You're talking about the leg.
Yeah, he's talking about the actual
drum.
The leg is not the wing, Rosenberg.
Yeah, man.
So what are the mini drums, like the drumsticks that you get with a wing?
That's a little leg.
And what's the... I don't know.
The wing is the wing, the drumstick is the leg, and then the thigh is the upper part of the leg.
Wait.
Well, and what's Shawnee talking about?
He's talking about the thigh.
No.
The drumstick.
The leg.
That's the leg.
Yo, man.
Yo. Rosenberg's mind is blown.
Mind blown.
Wait, so this whole time you was eating drumsticks, you thought that was another part of the arm?
No.
Of the bird?
No. Listen. Laura, do you understand what I'm confused about?
I understand what you're confused about.
Ebro, there are mini drumsticks. When you order wings, you get drums and flats.
And flats, okay. Mm-hmm.
But then when you go out and you, like my mom on Shabbat, on Friday night, she would make a whole chicken, and there would be a big drumstick.
That's the leg.
What's the little drumstick?
That's part of the wing.
Oh, mind blown.
That's part of the wing.
That's part of the wing.
Yeah, right.
Got it. Okay.
That's like from the, isn't that like the shoulder down to the elbow, and then the other wing is like the elbow that wings out to the wing.
Yeah. Something like that.
You're eating little legs?
Where else would you get chicken anatomy but Ebro in the morning?
This is what
And we probably got it wrong.
We absolutely got it wrong.
It doesn't sound right at all.
Here comes Griff to correct something.
I'll text you guys a picture.
Okay, hold on. Producer Griff.
Stop the music. Stop
chicken skeleton. Here we go.
This has gotten deep.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Griff.
It's a breakdown. All right. Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So the little mini drumstick is the top of the wing.
Yes.
Right.
And then it goes into the flat part.
Yes. Right.
And then below that is the tip that no one wants to eat.
Right. There we go.
So can we get a drumstick stop?
Back to the original question. Well,
but see, at Wingstop, I think you was already getting the little drumette in there.
No, but he means the big drumstick.
Oh, that's the leg. See, that's a lot of meat. They're going to charge you more for that.
It's not more than the thigh.
It's not more than the thigh, though. Yeah. Well, it depends how pumped full of steroids your chicken is.
Right. Some of them big legs. They got some big legged chickens.
That's a fact.
Shout out to the big legged chickens. You know what I'm saying?
Out here with them yams.
The time is 8:05. Today is a high of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, man. Shout out to the thighs. I like the whole thigh promotion, man.
We learned a lot today.
You learned the way the wing broke down.
Chicken anatomy.
Chicken anatomy.
Crazy.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook,
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
I don't need that remix.
Yeah.
Keep it 100. I don't need it.
Chris Brown, A Boogie?
Chris Brown sound cool. A Boogie, they sound cool on it. I don't need it. I like the original version.
Do you?
I feel like everybody on that song is just trying, they're just saying a bunch of, I don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah, I just keep waiting for the She's a Runner, She's a Track Star.
That's what I'm, see? But that's the point. Everything else in there is just, and you just call my name, and I'm going to say.
It's very T-Pain influenced.
T-Pain's for
you know what I'm saying? But it's fire.
Yo, don't bring that up, Cass. T-Pain's already suffering from depression courtesy of Usher.
I'm just saying, people got to give T-Pain his props, bro. He was innovative. There's a lot of T-Pain sounding type artists.
I love T-Pain. T-Pain has a great voice. He's got hits. He's got personality.
Great guy.
Brilliant guy.
He's great on Twitch, too.
Great gamer. Video games. Yeah.
Big gamer.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, and we started talking just about 15 minutes ago because of the chicken wing shortage. I'm not buying that there's a chicken wing shortage.
There is.
I'm just not buying it. I think they're trying to run the price up and get their money back post-pandemic. Money lost during the pandemic. I'm just not buying it. I do love the Wingstop pivot, though. I'm here for the thigh promotion.
Well, the commercial's hilarious, by the way. I mean, just watching Rick Ross go, we had to switch to thighs. And then you see, like, the cars pull up and the music's serious. I enjoy it. But well, I'm with
Ross
you,
goes, we doing thighs.
We doing thighs now.
I like thigh talk. I'm into it. I could do that all day.
I feel like when I talk, see, here's the thing about wings. Human beings don't have wings. So when you talk about wings, it feels like we're just talking about food.
Right, when you go into thigh talk.
Well, that's because you're a pervert. But what I'm saying is, instead of it making me think sexy thighs, it does make me think that. But it makes me feel like a cannibal when we talk about eating them.
Well, listen, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, too.
Wow. No, this is deep. Didn't expect to go here.
Nah, I'm a wild animal with the thighs.
All right.
All in?
Well, okay, it begs the question, because you're a thigh man. Well, guess what? As you all know about me, I am definitively a breast man, 100%.
Okay.
And so when you talk about fashion,
so when you talk about chicken breasts, when you say I prefer breasts, you're telling me that doesn't put it on your mind?
I mean, it almost goes without saying that every time since I was 8 and someone goes, I'll have the breast, in my mind I'm going, breast.
Me too.
But yeah, I'm being honest. Some people come for me. My parents, this is a huge disagreement in the Rosenberg household. My parents are not exclusively, but they let me have all the white meat. They want dark meat only when the chicken comes out. I am a breast first cat.
I mean, you love a food convo. Like, you wanted to turn this into a full-fledged radio conversation where we take calls about preferred pieces of the chicken.
Well, I'm with you, Rosenberg, because guess what? I'm going for the breast, too.
That's right.
I don't want a thigh. I don't want a leg. Leg is too veiny. I'm not checking.
Veiny?
There's all these veins.
Listen, if we're prioritizing tendons, the parts of the chicken, is that what this conversation is?
Prioritizing. It's Wing Wednesday, baby.
And you gave it a name, Wing Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wing Wednesday.
Do you go flats or do you do the
Can I tell y'all something?
The drumstick.
I didn't even know what a flat was.
Right.
I never even heard that term as it related to a chicken wing.
Growing up.
You just didn't know the name for it.
Yeah, like when people are like, I like flats. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I discovered that late too.
I'm like within the last year, I started hearing about flats.
Maybe it's new.
I like both.
No, I've heard it for a while.
But I'll let people take the drumette and I'll go with the flats. I'm good with it. I'm good with the little
flats.
The
drumette?
That's what they call it. I don't want to confuse it again because earlier we had a lot of confusion between the real drumstick and the drumette.
Yeah, the drumette is the upper part of the wing, and then the drumstick is the leg, actually.
Right.
Then there's the thigh. So, look, I'm breast, thigh, leg, in that order.
breast, thigh, leg. Wow. Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
And in real life, I'm thigh, breast, I'm thigh, ass, breast in that order.
They don't, yeah, it doesn't.
Well, we're not
facts. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
Right.
Thigh, ass, thigh, breast.
Ass, thigh, breast.
Okay, here we
we're
go.
We're not ordering chicken ass. We're not doing that.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah,
you guys are changing chicken.
Shout out to all the chickens walking around out here.
Chicken, chicken. Chicken, chicken.
You know what I'm
saying? But when it comes to food, yeah, I'm breast and then wings.
Really? Okay. That's weird.
Out of whole chicken, that's you. You go for
I'm
the
going breast first,
and then you be like, "Let me get that wing too."
Yeah, because the breast even is like, dry. I prefer dry.
Are you talking about like even when they bake the chicken? Like you going for the wing? All right, baked chicken.
All right, this is enough. I've had enough.
We're very entertained by this,
Ebro. I know you guys are. I'm not though,
and I feel the audience just hears people going thigh, wing, chicken, chicken. Me, I'm flat. Chicken, wing, drum at three. That's all they're hearing right now. Let's go to Everett. Everett, good morning. Y'all in Patterson, huh?
Yeah. I'm the chicken and waffle truck out of Patterson, New Jersey.
Ooh, yo, shout out your truck. Where do people find you, man?
Find me on Instagram, Chicken A&D Waffles on Wheels out of Patterson. I'm always on Broadway by the McDonald's. Follow me on Instagram, catering, whatever you need, call me.
All right, so Everett, what is this a scam, man? Is there really a wing shortage? Are they just trying to find a reason to run the prices up? What's going on here?
Nah, I really think it is a wing price, of a wing shortage, because if you think about it, last year we was in the house. So all the stuff they was making that we were supposed to be using, we wasn't using. So they probably just threw it away. Now wing prices, I remember around this time last year, wing prices after the Super Bowl was like $2, like $2.40, $2.49. Now wing prices like $3.79.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah.
But I'm not buying the shortage, because here's in my brain. I've always, and shout to Cypher Sounds, I think he brought this conversation up years ago. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered how many damn chickens there are out here. Because remember, the eggs are chickens that ain't born. Then you still got wings and thighs and breasts and ground. It's mad chickens.
Everywhere.
So if there's still eggs, there's got to be chickens.
It's estimated... So, it's estimated, Ebro, that there are more than 50 billion chickens raised for meat in the world each year. That works out to being about 136 million chickens killed each day for meat.
Wow.
And also, you have to remember that,
thanks, Everett,
that chickens that are killed for meat or raised for meat, they're not all necessarily egg-laying chickens either. Right. But it's that.
Now we're getting deep in the woods.
Look, y'all need to hear what y'all eating out here. Everybody out here that's eating this every day, y'all need to hear.
Facts.
They mass murdering these chickens.
Mm.
And y'all out here eating death every day.
Well, you eat chicken too.
Rarely.
But you do, so.
Rarely. Yeah, but if I have chicken once a month, that's a lot right now.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to have that vegan talk that you just
I didn't even bring up. I never said the word vegan.
No, you said y'all are out here eating death when you have once a month death.
I know. Then he eats shrimp. They're like the roaches of the sea. Like, oh, okay, we've heard it all.
They are. Shrimp, lobster, crab, they're roaches of the sea.
All of them are, too. Even the fancy lobsters, right?
That's right. They're just cockroaches. They're just underwater.
Plus, there's eggs in almost everything you eat. Pretty much.
This just got dark.
I know.
Not in,
I'm
saying. Not in my smoothies. Facts. Ain't no eggs in my smoothies, man.
Facts.
Gio.
Yo.
Look, the lines are lit. You want to talk chicken? Your priorities when it comes to the chicken. What type of eater are you out here?
Leg and thighs, man. Nothing like sucking on, taking that nice, that's juicy.
Yo, look how thigh. Yo, people are perverts.
Oh my god, you
look
don't understand,
him.
Like.
Look at him.
I'm just thinking about it right now.
Yo, calm down, bro.
My man.
Keep it in your pants. Yo. Keep it in your pants, my guy.
Yo, you better go online with that, bruh.
Just keep thinking about sucking on the bone.
God. Yo, easy, playboy.
Damn.
Chill out. April, you say the wing shortage is true.
Yes, good morning. So for Father's Day, I went out and I ordered buffalo wings.
Okay.
And they told me no, that I couldn't have any because there was a wing shortage. And I was like, so what can I get? And they're like, well, we have the drum part. And I was like, but that's the bigger part of the meat. And they said yes. And I said, nope, I don't want it.
And what restaurant? Did you say the restaurant?
This was Stevens Green in Bronxville.
Stevens Green in Bronxville. So what is a place like Buffalo Wild Wings doing right now?
They're finding a way. That's a
good question. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Finding a way.
Because there's a lot of wing places out here.
People are going to go to, like, Buffalo Nuggets now.
Well, that's the thing. And they can sell the all the tenders.
Yep.
And the boneless, where you don't really know what you're getting. They just got to take that meat, package it up, throw some, you know, breading on it.
Fact.
And still delicious.
They're just going to go, we have boneless, only have boneless wings. Most people are going to be like, I don't take it.
Yeah, for sure. For
I think I prefer the boneless at Buffalo Wild Wings anyway.
Steve wanted to talk about the center breast. Steve, go off, my G. What you want
to
say?
Yeah, how you doing, man? Yeah, I like the center breast. Everybody's messing up my life. How you eat with what? Any part of the chicken is good. It could be the thigh, it could be the center, it could be the leg. Any part of the chicken is good. It's how you eat it. My favorite thing with chicken that I found is with potato salad and hot sauce. I'm telling you, I make every single thing you can think of. The best combo with the chicken is hot sauce with some nice potato salad on the side.
Look, Steve wanted to talk full meal.
Yo, he just
called in to talk full meal.
Very passionate.
That was just like, y'all, I want y'all to know how I eat my chicken. It's with potato salad and it's delicious.
And hot sauce.
Well, I'll tell you right now, while we're at it, I'll tell you our friend Nezzy.
I'll tell you, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Our friend Nezzy makes some blueberry barbecue sauce. Go to Cooking with Nezzy on Instagram if you want to make some wings this week. If you can find wings. Wait for it. Here we go.
Wrapped up in a
tortilla. What?
Wrapped up in a such a bar.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yes! Cats 197 minutes commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Shout out to Tri-State. Shout out to everybody locked in that listens around the country. Love, man. So, the mayor race here in the city. In Manhattan. In New York City. Eric Adams is in the lead. Maya Wiley is in second. Catherine Garcia, third. Yang has stepped out. The only votes that, as I understand it, that have been counted as of last night were anybody that was all the first choices.
Okay.
And that's why Eric Adams had this to say last night.
We know that. We know there's going to be twos and threes and fours. We know that. But there's something else we know. That New York City said our first choice is Eric Adams. Yeah!
So the unofficial results at close of polls will include first choice votes from early voting and election day. That was yesterday. And that's why Maya Wiley had this to say.
Votes are still being counted. I will tell you what is true. Every single vote will count. Every single New Yorker who voted will count.
And that is also why Yang had this to say.
I am not going to be the next mayor of New York City based upon the numbers that have come in tonight. Damn. I am conceding this race, though we're not sure ultimately who the next mayor is going to be, but whoever that person is, I will be very happy to work with them to help improve the lives of the 8.3 million people who live in our great city. And I would urge everyone here to do the same.
Now, we have Ray McGuire, Sean Donovan, Scott Stringer, Diane Morales have all also had their concession speeches.
Can we hear, Ibro, I'd like us to hear everyone, please.
I'm sure you're lying.
I am.
Almost.
Shouts to Eric Adams. He sounded like, in that audio, that was, regardless of what happens, regardless even how you feel about Eric Adams, and, you know, I'm for Maya, I'm not for Eric Adams, but he's been working at this a long time, and you could hear the real joy in his voice that he was leading, that's for sure.
So you didn't rank Eric Adams at all, Rosenberg?
I did. I had
just
Eric
not at number one.
I had Eric in at five.
At five.
I ended up having Ray at four, actually. I think I ended up going Maya, Stringer, Morales, McGuire, Eric Adams. Yeah. That's what about solid. You, Laura?
Honestly, we pretty much did the same thing.
So did you bump Garcia too? I bumped Garcia.
I did Maya. I did Stringer. I did Morales. That's three. Four, I ended up doing Ray.
Okay.
And then five, I did Yang.
Whoa! Yes. Wait, whoa. Ebro, is this a shock to you?
What, Yang for
She
Laura?
Went Yang over Adams at five.
At five.
No, that's not a shock to me. Wow. Laura don't mess with the police, man.
Blah, 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 blah.
I just have questions. You know what I mean? I have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns.
But, you know,
Yang
is
dropped to last to me, though.
Yeah, Yang had, you know, Yang had a lot of police support, though, Laura. So I guess in that regard. But you got, you know, she's also a lot of people are swayed by social media, you know. But not
she's met him many times, and he's a great guy.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I liked him.
The very interesting thing here is, yet again, social media noise does not actually equal votes.
And that's a factor.
We're seeing it yet again.
Because we really thought that it was going to be between Eric Adams and Yang.
Right.
And that's not
But even Eric Adams was like, listen, he said, social media doesn't control the elections. Social media doesn't vote. People on Social Security do, though. Mm. People that need social services do, though.
See, yeah, I don't know, because not all the time. I would also argue that people on social media is a great tool to get informed.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the younger generation, that's how they knew about the candidates, and I know that's what pushed them to vote. So, right.
What amazes me still, in a city of, what, 8.2 million?
0.3, according to Yang.
8.3? We'll go with his numbers. He's better
He's
at it.
He's good with the math.
The people who come out to vote in a mayoral election, the numbers, so low.
So low.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. Like, it's really crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. With a squad night.
That's right.
To clear the energy, Shiny Culture burn Plain. Sage.
It's the energy.
Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
That's right. In through the mouth. Out through the mouth.
That's right. To help our loved ones in need.
Save a life.
Send us an email. Short one, please. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Rosenberg, who's out there in need of our help?
Laura, I'm glad you asked me that question. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Here we go. Hey, gurus.
Hey.
Let me start off by saying, shout to Africa.
Shout out to Africa, yo.
I need all the sage. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years. I'm 24 and he's 26. Mm-hmm. We don't live together. For as long as we've been together, my boyfriend's been big on equality. Equality in the sense that we take turns with who goes to whose house. We take turns driving to events.
Okay.
We even split Christmas gifts to each of our families during the holidays. But lately, I
Is
feel
that
like
equality or sharing?
Yes.
But whatever. Continue on.
Okay.
I like Ebro with the Captain Literal Man talk. That was very Michael Kay of you.
Well, but no, I thought she was going to go into some sort of, you know what I mean?
No, like, it's not about equality. It's about equity. It's about just sharing. You're
it's
right.
just sharing.
Right. He's sharing equally.
He's an activist.
Exactly. But lately, I feel like things aren't equal as they should be. Mm-hmm. And I can't seem to stop thinking about all the times he said or done to me that are just not fair. For example, I've been in the military for 2 years. When I was in training for 3 months, he told me that he didn't think he'd be able to handle if I had to leave again, insinuating he would want to break up. At the time, this really upset me and made me sad while I was in training. Now he's in the police academy, and when I expressed that I was getting annoyed how he showed no interest in talking to me at the end of the day, he told me that he wished I would be more understanding of his journey, which infuriated me because he was not understanding 2 years ago when I was in training. And I've been nothing but supportive to him while he's been in the academy.
Mm.
We got into a big argument about this whole situation. We're still together, but I feel like this snowballed into a bigger issue for me, and I can't help but replay all the times my boyfriend has done or said things in the past to me that I've never done to him or that don't fall in line with his coveted equality policy at all.
Mm.
I'm worried that I won't be able to truly let these feelings go, and I'm afraid that I'll let them ruin our relationship. Mm. I also don't want to keep bringing up the past and being a nagging girlfriend throwing things in his face. He's a good guy, and I love him, but I'm having a really hard time getting past this. Gurus, what's your take on equality in a relationship? Am I bugging? Well, I know what Ebro's take is. You're using the wrong word.
Straight up. Bravo to you, the way you read these letters, man. I really felt her emotion. You deserve an Oscar or
He
something.
Takes pride in this.
Yes. I felt her pain.
I actually thought it was one of his worst readings.
You think so?
No. It was so long, Ebro. I had to speed up but also add feeling to it.
Well, yeah, I'm annoyed because you're supposed to edit these things. God.
He doesn't proofread it, bro.
No, I proofread, Ebro.
It gets on my nerves.
As God is my witness, I proofread this. God, I went through it and I went, I don't know what line. I would have been choosing one line to cut.
Yo, as God is my witness testimony thing you just did right there just made me puke. It's God is my witness.
My hand to God. My right hand in the air, my left on the Bible.
What?
I think all she's really saying, guys, just to expedite this, is her boyfriend is contradictory and full of crap in some ways.
He's a hypocrite.
And has lack of self-awareness about his own
short-term memory.
Yeah.
Bad right. short-term memory about
Double
these things.
Double standards, all that stuff. I wonder if she's explained this in a proper way.
Proper way. Did she tell him at all? I don't know if she said that in the email that she actually had a conversation.
Where she was just like, yo, my mans, you full of crap. You know what you did when you did what I...
Yeah.
Right. You got to tell him.
And he's like, nah, it's different. How's it different?
Then it's a double standard. And so now all your equality is out the window.
If you will.
And you're going to hate him.
I'm gonna keep it real, and this may surprise you guys.
Oh, let me get the button ready.
No, I'm not. Burning it down is an option. It is definitely an option because I'm telling you this.
Oh, wow.
If he's like this repeatedly, he ain't going to change. This is who he is. The only way that he could maybe be a different version of this is if you burn it down.
What?
If you say...
Burn it down.
Put your whole life ahead of you.
Shawnee, he ain't going to change from conversation.
Right.
I've been down this road before. People who argue the exact same way every time, and you're noticing in every fight, like, why do you never remember what you said? Why does it feel like every time we have this conversation, we're starting from scratch? We went through this once.
Well, it's the double standards, but do you guys feel like the issues that she brought up are really deal breaker, double standard issues? Or are they just agitating her enough to where it snowballs and begins to deteriorate?
I don't think isolated any of those are enough.
It's a buildup. But when you have the conversation, because sometimes people feel in a relationship like, I tell them all the time, but you can't say it in a nagging way. Like, you have to actually have a sit down.
It's a
stop
Shani
everything.
Does guru talk. That's guru talk
go
right
for
now.
It, Shani, go for it. Because
then it actually resonates. Not like, you know, well, what happened when I was doing this? And because he's not going to hear it. You got to say, look, now I have to have in the calmest tone a serious conversation with you. This could be a deal breaker.
And by the way, Shani, that's a really good point. And it sort of can do what I was trying to do without burning it down, which is when you hit him with Ebro. Ebro talked about it the other day, the real whisper.
Yeah. Oh, close talk, low talk.
And the I'm not happy.
Right. Yeah, the I'm not happy.
I'm just not happy.
We need to have a serious conversation. Serious.
Or just, you know, you just, you know. Hey, man, check this out, bro.
Yeah.
You got some double standards we need to talk about.
Right. How about, you know what? I don't want to talk right now. Tomorrow.
No.
Set the meeting. Let him dread the meeting.
Set a meeting. We need to have a conversation.
I can't do it today. I'm too stressed out.
Right.
Tomorrow.
What time is
Saturday
for you?
Yep. Noon. How about that?
Well, and you also have to be prepared for the fact that he's in the police academy. So accountability is going to be an issue here.
There we go.
Accountability is going to be a problem.
He's going to be like, what are you talking about? I didn't do that.
Yeah, how can I never do that? You're attacking me.
I never do that.
I was trained to do that.
I never do that.
That's part of my training.
And then you'd be like, You'd be like, no, we recorded it. I actually recorded the conversation on camera. And he's like, I don't know what happened to the footage. It's gone. Where is that footage?
That was a body cam.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I lost my iPhone.
Shani, no. Shani, I like your version of it.
Yeah, because I think when people have arguments, when it's always like, yo, you never put the cap on the toothpaste. You never put the cap on the toothpaste. They don't even hear you after a while.
You know what
I think? You have to say, you know what? Let me talk to you for a second. When you leave the cap off of the toothpaste and say it in a different way so that they can hear. It bothers me. You know, it changes my day like this. This is how it makes me feel. Then they hear you different. And if they don't put the cap on the toothpaste, then you burn it down.
There you go.
I like that. So
cap on the toothpaste?
Los Gurus. Yeah,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Flashing lights, Tom?
Yeah.
Right now?
Go.
Come on.
Laura Stiles.
411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights?
Laura Stiles
gonna put us on.
Laura Style got poo-pooed on.
I did. That did happen. But right now, caller number 9, you can win your way into our exclusive 4th of July rooftop barbecue.
Wait, what is this?
Featuring Brooklyn's own Young Devin. So what? Everyone who attends will also get a chance to win Summer Jam tickets on site. And DJ Drewski will be there. And it's all made hot by Long Island's Chef Lamar. Okay? Caller number 9, we're hooking you up right now.
Young Devin blowing up out here.
Guys, we have
did I read that Young Devin was like a soca artist first, and now she got to rapping? She was like a kid soca artist or something?
Yep.
No wonder Rasan was coming in here talking that Young Devin talk. I knew it was an inside job. I knew it was an inside Trini job.
See, big up Trini Master.
Guys, I have a major announcement of a major announcement. The major announcement is this, that there's a major announcement today at 2 o'clock.
Ooh. The announcement of an announcement.
Yes, announcement of the announcement. Today we will be announcing the Festival Village lineup at 2 p.m.
And then the stadium stage lineup at 4 p.m.
Summer Jam is happening. It's going down. Listen, we've heard a lot of rumblings in the hallways and emails about major artists, some of your favorites, a lot of your favorites, actually, some surprise guests. So make sure you guys tune in.
Post-pandemic Summer Jammy. I'm going to be here. Nessa going to be here. Flex Camillo going to be here. We had to keep the numbers low, so Rosenberg and Laura, you got to chill. We don't want too many people in the studio. You know what I mean?
We're good. I ain't trying to come back to work. So
I'm
today
excited,
at
though.
2 p.m., okay, Festival Village lineup, and at 4 p.m. is the main stage. Wow. So make sure you guys tune in. Did you guys see the Caribbean community was coming after Michael B. Jordan?
I did not see this. What's happened?
Trini Peep, Shawnee, were not happy.
What happened? I heard rumblings.
Yes, so Michael B. Jordan is facing backlash after naming his new rum brand is called Juvet. And now,
is it made in Trinidad?
I don't think so.
Or anywhere in the Caribbean?
I don't think so.
Wow. It's a rum, so it might be.
I mean, during Juve, we love rum. That is a fact. But he is not from Trinidad and has no affiliation to...
Wait, tell me. Is it his or they hired him to be a brand ambassador?
No, I think it's his. I think he owns it.
And he's an owner. He's an owner. Yes. He's in a group.
And he spells it like Juve.
Yep.
Like how we spell it.
Oh, spell Juve.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's biting. What you doing? We getting any proceeds from this? Is there any like kickback for
Well that's how you being from Trinidad.
Right.
You are one of the millions of people who felt the same, Shawnee.
Yeah, what's up with this Juve and we ain't know nothing about it?
Nicki Minaj posted, if you go to her Instagram page, she just wrote, "Look, I'm sure Michael B. Jordan didn't intentionally do anything he thought the Caribbean people would find offensive, but now that you're aware, change the name, continue to flourish and prosper," because she put a whole history lesson of Juve. And then Michael B. Jordan responded. So he put up an apology and he was like, "Look, I just want to say on behalf of myself and partners, our intention was never to offend or hurt culture. We love and respect. So, you know, we hope to celebrate it and shine a positive light on it. So last few days has been a lot of listening and learning." And basically after blah, 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 they're going to change the name.
Right. Okay.
They're going to do a rebranding of the whole situation. So that's why people were upset at Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I respect it. He made a mistake. He came clean. Big up the Chinny Master. Killmonger's lit.
Right?
Still rock with it. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That's your flashing lights report.
Yo, he even put on some clothes that looked like he might be Caribbean in the promo. Look
stop
at
it. Stop it. Yeah. Just stop it.
Look at
he
this.
Got on a little flowy shirt.
Come on, Michael B., with your cultural appropriation.
He didn't go full masquerade, you know but he saying? Definitely looked like he on vacation with the promo.
I don't see no Trini flag in your picture. No feathers, no nothing, no steel pants.
Now, being fair, Juve is celebrated on other islands, too, right? There's other islands that do Juve. Yeah. I mean, it's known for Trinidad Carnival, but there's other islands that
Juve
do
Juve is the carnival at dawn before the full day of festivities. You know, overnight. It's a vibe. I'm saying he got to know about the code. You going to call it Juve?
Right. Well, that's why he's taking it back, Shawnee. He's rebranding the whole thing, and he apologized.
All right, Killmonger.
It's your flashing light report. The time is 8:55. High of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city. Right here on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?